LifeSpring Family Audio Bible, episode number 61. This is the podcast where we are reading through the Bible in a year. My name is Steve Webb, and I'm your host. Welcome. I'm glad you're here. I hope you are too. If you'd like to contact me, my email address is steve@lifespringmedia.com. Today we're going to read Job chapters 17 and 18. If you'd like to know what Bible translation I'm using today, that info is at bible.lifespringmedia.com. Just look for episode number 61. This is a listener-supported show. Costs are ongoing and unrelenting. Please go to lifespringmedia.com/support to see how you can help out. Thank you so much. Okay, let's get started. Job chapter 17. My spirit is broken. My days are extinguished. A graveyard awaits me. Surely mockers surround me, and my eyes must gaze at their rebellion. Make arrangements. Put up security for me. Who else will be my sponsor? You have closed their minds to understanding. Therefore, you will not honor them. If a man informs on his friends for a price, the eyes of his children will fail. He has made me an object of scorn to the people. I have become a man people spit at. My eyes have grown dim from grief, and my whole body has become but a shadow. The upright are appalled at this, and the innocent are roused against the godless. Yet the righteous man will hold to his way, and the one whose hands are clean will grow stronger. But come back and try again, all of you. I will not find a wise man among you. My days have slipped by. My plans have been ruined, even the things dear to my heart. They turned night into day and made light seem near in the face of darkness. If I await Sheol as my home, spread out my bed in darkness, and say to corruption, you are my father, and to the maggot, my mother or my sister. Where then is my hope? Who can see any hope for me? Will it go down to the gates of Sheol, or will we descend together to the dust? Job chapter 18. Then Bildad the Shuhite responded, how long will you hunt for words? Show understanding, and then we can talk. Why are we regarded as beasts, as stupid in your eyes? O you who tear yourself in your anger, for your sake is the earth to be abandoned, or the rock to be moved from its place? Indeed, the light of the wicked goes out, and the flame of his fire gives no light. The light in his tent is darkened, and his lamp goes out above him. His vigorous stride is shortened, and his own scheme brings him down. For he is thrown into the net by his own feet, and he steps on the webbing. A snare seizes him by the heel, and a trap snaps shut on him. A noose for him is hidden in the ground, and a trap for him on the path. All around terrors frighten him and harry him at every step. His strength is famished, and calamity is ready at his side. His skin is devoured by disease. The firstborn of death devours his limbs. He is torn from the security of his tent, and they march him before the king of terrors. There dwells in his tent nothing of his. Brimstone is scattered on his habitation. His roots are dried below, and his branches cut off above. Memory of him perishes from the earth, and he has no name abroad. He is driven from light into darkness, and chased from the inhabited world. He has no offspring or posterity among his people, nor any survivor where he sojourned. Those in the west are appalled at his fate, and those in the east are seized with horror. Surely such are the dwellings of the wicked, and this is the place of him who does not know God. Well, as chapter 17 opens, we hear Job confess that his spirit is broken. Why? Because his so-called friends have become mockers in his eyes and he can't get away from them. They've made him an object of scorn. But he's not going to do what they want him to do. They've told him that he needs to confess his sin. But Job knows that he's innocent. So in verse 9, Job says that upright men will be appalled at the treatment he's received from his friends, whom he now calls godless. He goes on to say that he's going to continue to hold on to his determination to do what is right, and that because his hands are clean from sin, he will gain strength. So despite the fact that his spirit is broken, he hasn't lost faith in God. Beloved, when you're persecuted, when things get dark, hang on. Isaiah 40:31 says, but those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint. There are times in this life when the world seems heavy. But like Job, hang on. If you're in a right relationship with God, know that He is with you and He will hold you up. The night may be dark, but there is the promise of the morning. He will not let you down. Let me know your thoughts. Write to me at steve@lifespringmedia.com. Tomorrow's reading will be Isaiah 45 through 50. Please remember to visit lifespringmedia.com/support and tell a friend about the show. Until tomorrow, may God bless you richly. Thanks for being here. I'm Steve Webb. Bye.